It's wonderful to be in West Palm Beach. We had a wonderful trip visiting with brethren, and of course we are still visiting with the people we love, and we are happy to be here to see this congregation. So many people in this congregation that are our friends that we are close with, that we really love, just looking over and seeing some faces. Once again, I'm from the Bahamas. Our island, the island that I'm from, is Grand Bahama. If you want to sound like a tourist, you say Grand Bahamas. You'll be wrong, but you'll sound like a tourist also. But if you want to be right, it's Grand Bahama, and it's located in the Bahamas. And let me start with this. This is a map of the Bahamas. We are very close to you guys, 52 miles off the coast of, I think it's West Palm Beach. Yes, it is West Palm Beach. And so to get to us, it's a half-hour flight from here. You can come over anytime and get back home before dinner. So it's a really, really quick flight. And the island looks like this from space. And this is what it looks like. It's actually 95 miles long and 15 miles wide. Not very wide, not very long. But that is where we live. It's probably about a quarter inhabited. Most of it is pine forest. But we have beautiful beaches. We have a congregation in 8 Mile Rock that needs help. So if you decide to come to do a workcation, we'll be glad to have you. We do have a radio program that I skipped over, and it started pretty much as soon as we went home in 2018. A few months later, we got it going, and it's been going ever since. We do get questions every so often. People see me, they may ask a question or have a comment based on some of our sermons and some of our lessons. We have an annual church retreat. This year we did not have a church retreat, but this is 2023, and I'll tell you why when we get to that point. But our theme, Fight the Good Fight of Faith, 2023, and we generally have a secular item. It's set up pretty much like a lectureship, where we have classes back to back, but we always include a secular item. And because we were doing Fight the Good Fight, we asked the sensei to come, and we did some self-defense moves. He taught us some self-defense moves, which was pretty good. It went well with the theme, and everyone enjoyed it. Some other pictures of the actual event. This is most of the congregation. I can see that there's at least one or two people missing. Ladies class, we do have a robust ladies class. They meet year-round, and everyone gets a chance to teach. And so they give the new members a little chance to get used to coming to ladies class, and then eventually they help them out with preparing their lesson and teaching. So everyone gets a chance to teach in the ladies class, which is good, because when you have to prepare a lesson, it helps you to study even more than what you present. And so that's good for our ladies. These are some of the ladies, along with some of the ladies from North MacArthur Church of Christ in Oklahoma. And they were visiting with us for VBS, which we'll talk about a little bit later. We are now doing the House-to-House School of Evangelism. We're somewhere in the middle of the program. And we're trying to get some of the members to be more involved in Bible studies with individuals and their family and their friends group and anyone else. And so we're trying to prepare them to win souls, and that is going good so far. I myself, I'm always in about 7 Bible studies at a time. If I could convert half the people I study with, that would be, our congregation would probably be full. But people, for some reason, aren't that interested in converting. Most of them pretty much tell me they're just not ready to leave the world. And that's most of the answers that I get from people. We're hoping that that changes, but at the moment, that's where it is. But I always say people don't always convert right after a Bible study. Sometimes it may take them a few years to go through some things, and then they may realize they need God. And so we continue to pray with them, and I continue to keep contact with these people and say something to them every so often about it. But I want to encourage you to continue to pray for these people. It's amazing how many Bible studies I get, and they're so easy. Sometimes I'm just sitting down in a place with a Bible on the table intentionally, and someone will ask a question about it. And I get their contact, and before long, I'm doing a Bible study with them. Sometimes people invite themselves to Bible studies because I generally do them in public, like at a coffee shop or a restaurant or something. And sometimes people invite themselves. And so Bible studies aren't very difficult to get, for me anyway. And it's partly because a lot of people know me as a preacher. I could be part of the reason why also. But conversions, we gotta do a lot of praying. Vacation Bible School, as I mentioned, North MacArthur Church of Christ came this year to do Bible School, VBS. They also came last year, and it is their custom to go to a particular place twice, and then they move on to somewhere else. So they have done their 2 years with us, and they did a wonderful job. We had a wonderful time with them. This is one of the groups of the VBS 2023. And some of these pictures are, I think, from this year as well as last year, but these are some of the children and some of the events. While they were in the Bahamas this year, they did a community service, and what they did was we built these garbage containments at home. We use them to kind of keep the animals out from getting in the garbage and making a mess. So we used pallets and built these containments for people in the neighborhood. This particular one on the left is someone right next door to the church building. And so we kind of just helped those who were really close because we were limited in the amount we could make. But if you look at it, you can see there's a label on there that says that it is from the 8 Mile Rock Church of Christ. And so kind of letting people know we're here and we're working in the community. Baptisms this year, we had two so far. I have no reason to believe we will be converting a couple more before the year is out, at least one for sure. This young lady is a friend of my wife. And my wife, because she works part-time and she homeschools full-time, she's generally in one or two Bible studies at a time. This particular young lady is a friend of hers from school, and they came in contact with each other again because of work purposes. And she got a Bible study with her and eventually converted her. And she now wants her sister to do the Bible studies as well as her husband. Now we have reason to believe her sister will convert. Her husband, the gentleman on the left, on the other hand, is going to be a little bit tougher to convert because of where he is at this stage in his life, I believe. And so we definitely praying for him, and I want to encourage you to do the same. The second baptism is this lady that we met right after Hurricane Dorian. We met her right after Hurricane Dorian when we were handing out items to help people recover from some of the things they lost. And kept in contact with her. She didn't really want to study, but eventually she had issues with denomination, and she wanted a new church, is what she said. She wanted to find a new church, and she told me she wanted to come to service with us. And she came right at the time when we were in the middle of house-to-house School of Evangelism. We were doing sessions on some of the fundamental things, and she heard those things and determined that she needed to be baptized. And so we studied with her, and eventually she was baptized. Bible bingo. Bible bingo we have once a month. And what it is we have bingo games with prizes for people 50 and over. And it's just the people right in the neighborhood. They walk there. They don't even drive because they're so close. But they come to bingo and they win prizes. But 15 minutes of the session is Bible. And so we do a 15-minute Bible devo. And we give them a bigger prize for getting answers right for the Bible session. And we let them know that it's because Bible is more important. But our mission there is to get to know these people better, to get the church to know these people better, because generally speaking, one-on-one Bible studies, those are what win souls. And so we want the congregation to get to know these people and try to get them in Bible studies. But I'm kind of softening it up, the turf a little bit, to get them prepared for these Bible studies. These older women who have been part of denominations for a really long time. We do have some younger people. Some of the older women daughters came, and we encourage them to come and be a part of it also. They are under 50. It's about 3 or 4 of them maybe. But that's been going well. These are some of the pictures of some of the people at the bingo who won and whatnot. Events this year. One of the events that we had was the first ever PTP Spark to be held outside of the United States. And we are really proud of that because not only was it the first, but it went really well. Most of the people who attended were visitors from the community. And we did put a lot of effort and money into commercializing this particular event to the public. And we did have a good response. And so because of the response, we plan on doing it again next year. This is one of, I think this is the first day, that Friday, we had a group that came, and most of these people are from the community. Most of them are from the community, a few from the Freeport Church of Christ, and our whole congregation attended, the 8 Mile congregation. But it went really well, and we had Brother Dismuke, Greg Dismuke, Eddie Gilpin, and my wife and Sister Gilpin taught the ladies, as well as myself. I did a couple of sessions also. It went really well, and the lessons were really, really well received. This is the commercial that we used to kind of try to get some people to come from outside the country, and we're trying to encourage people to come next year also. And the reason why we want to encourage people to come is because we plan on once again, door knocking. We did some door knocking and handing out flyers to get people to come. We also did, we also plan to do some classes with children to kind of get parents to come, because a lot of people would say they can't come because they have children and they might be distracted or whatever. So we're trying to get people who are able to help us with dealing with children to come and be a part of that, or even door knocking. And not only, like I mentioned, not only would you be able to attend PTP and help us with PTP, but you can also use it as a vacation, so kind of a workcation type situation. So we'll be glad to have you, and if you want to come, let me know. I've told congregations before that the Bahamas has 300,000 plus people, The Church of Christ in the United States is over 1 million people. I think it's like 2 million or something. But if you want to convert a country that is really close, the Bahamas is right there, and we will welcome you. We'll be glad to have you come and be a part. We did have Palm Beach Lakes come before, and I believe we had a good time with them when they were with us, and we'll be glad to have you come back again. But PTP Spark is in May. I think it's the weekend of the 16th. It might be in here. Yeah, there it is. Yes, it is that weekend. And we plan to have Brother Greg Dismuke, Brother Eddie Gilpin, and Greg Dismuke's brother, Eric Owens. If you know any of them, you know that these are really good speakers. And so you will not be let down. It will be a treat to hear these guys speak, especially all together in one place. As I mentioned, these are some of the things we would like to get some help with for Spark. These are some pictures we took. And if you see the word you there, that means those pictures could be you. Social media, we post sermons every Sunday morning. We post our Sunday morning service, sermons rather, not the full service, just the sermons on Facebook. And it seemed to have been getting a lot of viewers, and we did have some people ask questions and make comments, and so we're going to keep doing it. It's a free service, so we'll keep it out there. The numbers on Facebook are sometimes up as high as 200, according to what it's saying, views. Of course, we don't know if these people are watching the full sermon or whatever, but Facebook says 200, so I'll go with that. Do you have any questions? Any questions? Yes, sir.
How's the congregation doing after the recovery?
You're talking about COVID? Dorian, technically speaking, first of all, we kind of lost 2 years of work because of Dorian, and then right after Dorian, we had the COVID situation, and so we kind of lost everyone that we had scheduled to come. Well, they were unable to come, so we lost 2 years of work that we had planned. But the congregation, when we had the Dorian situation, the congregation did a wonderful job. We had over $100,000 worth of items come to us. And our small congregation started from the Freeport area and worked our way all the way to the western end of the island, handing out items until every single thing was gone. And they did a wonderful job. I'm pretty sure we covered over 2,000 houses. I know we did started to make a list of what we were doing, and then it was just so much we lost track of what we were of some of the information. But we covered a lot of ground, and Miss Ida, the older lady who was converted, actually she was converted because we met her through going out during that time. And while we may have covered a lot of houses and met a lot of people in the thousands, that one soul is worth it. And we are thankful that she was converted. And look how long it took. This is, 3 years later, 3-4 years later. It was a good work. Everyone was happy to do it. And they felt a form of accomplishment when we were done. And my sister and her husband turned their house into a warehouse pretty much. And their house was, she had to move all the furnitures and things out of her front room, and it was just items. And so we just worked and worked until we got every single thing out. And we were happy to go from the beginning from Freeport all the way to the end of the island. and meet all those people, and so kind of got a little bit of traction in the communities. People know us. We were happy when the Freeport Church was doing something in the 8 Mile Rock area, and they were trying to tell people, well, there's a church in 8 Mile Rock, there's a congregation, the Church of Christ. And the people were, yeah, we know them. And we were happy about that. So people know we are there. We just got to get them to hear the truth. And the way we are doing that is we're trying to go into different communities with our tent and have tent meetings. We have done a few right in our general area where the church building is. We plan to do one outside with Brother Dan Jenkins. He's planning to come in February. So we're looking forward to moving the tent to a new area this time. Palm Beach Lakes was with us for one of our tent meetings, and it went pretty good. I think we had one conversion during the Palm Beach Lakes tent meeting. We did it with another congregation also, but I think it was Palm Beach Lakes that actually we had the conversion when you guys came, or just after you left because of it. That is what we plan to do. But after the storm, the only problem is we had a lot of competition. And when I say that, there were so many other denominations, or so many denominations rather, out there while we were out there. And there were other groups doing the same thing we were doing. And one of the things that helped us to stand out a little bit, though was we had some shirts made that we tried to wear every time we went out. And they were lime green. They were really bright. And it had the 8 Mile Rock Church of Christ on the front and some information on the back. You couldn't miss us even if your eyes were closed. They were bright. So that helped us to kind of shine a little bit more than others, along with the fact that we were handing out 5-gallon jugs. No one else had those. And so we were able to hand out 5-gallon jugs that were donated to the church from a company, I think in North Carolina or somewhere upstate. And thanks to the Palm Beach Lake congregation, we were able to have them shipped to us. So you guys shipped all the items that we handed out to us. Brother Jeff Leslie was instrumental in that, as well as others. And we are thankful, so thankful for your hard work and for your help. So I want to encourage you to pray for that also, all those people we met, that we are able to get traction out there. Yes, sir. A lot of
wayward members.
Oh, well, we our congregation is kind of new, but we did have some people leave. Probably about 3 or 4 people left the congregation. Two definitely were disfellowshipped, and we're hoping that at least one of them come back. We're working hard on him, and we can see where he could possibly come back soon. Some of the other members that left, probably about 3, I think. Their conversion from the very beginning, they weren't really serious, you know, that kind of thing, where there was someone who was converted because of the storm, for example. We were giving out things, and I guess they figured I would get more stuff, you know, if I get converted. There was at least 2 people who did that, and when they realized they weren't just getting free stuff, then they left. So we don't suspect that they will come back. You know what I mean? We will, if we see them, we'll try to encourage them to come from time to time, but I don't suspect that they will come back. The people, generally speaking, the people who left, there's one guy who I have a little bit of hope in, and every time I see him, I try to encourage him, but he says that he don't know when he's coming back. Really nice guy. And some of the members here may have met him. But he is in the world pretty deep. And so, I don't know. We did bring some members back who had left the church or who were kind of delinquent from the Freeport congregation. When we first moved home, we kind of studied with them, and they came back. One of which, well, both of them were really, I mean, they turned around completely, just way stronger than they ever were. And we were really proud of where they came from to where they are now. But other than that, we'll just keep working on them and see what happens. Any other questions? How much time do I have left? About 15 minutes? Okay, I have some frequently asked questions just for congregations like yours. It's interesting, the smaller congregations have more questions than the bigger ones. I don't know what that phenomenon is, but that's interesting. The proximity of the Freeport congregation to the 8 Mile congregation, driving, it's about half hour. So we are in the Bahamas, half hour, considering the size of the island, that's relatively very long, a big distance. When I first came to the United States to go to college in Oklahoma, I had to drive an hour and a few minutes every single day. And at first, I couldn't bear it. It didn't make any sense to me. And then eventually, it became nothing. And so, at home, when people say, I have to go all the way over there, it's 20 minutes away, I'm like, wow. If you only knew. But it's all relative. But yeah, most of our members are actually from the Freeport area, which is interesting. Any questions from that? Yes.
Did you guys ever get together and do like things with the Freeport congregation? Do you all have fellowship?
That's a great question. We actually, when we had PTP Spark, we actually had it at their building. And so that was an event that we kind of did together. We did most of the work, but we used their building. And they did give us a check to help with funding. And so yes, we do certain things together. They did. They do come to whenever we have had a tent meeting in the past. They always come. The church bus always brings a group to be a part of it. So we have done some things together. Yes. Oh, yes. So you're talking about for Spark? For our congregation. At the moment, we don't have much of a program for the children. We are planning on working with the members to start a rotation. I have most of the children are my children. We have a plan to start a program for the children where we have all the material we need. We do have all the material. We just need to get everyone on board. We don't want to burn anyone out, so we want to make sure we have a solid setup first before we actually get involved, and we want to start working with the children in the community to try to get them coming out, and so that's one of the things we are looking forward to doing. Any other questions? Yes, sir. We definitely would like help, but if you decide you just want to come and be a part of the lectures, that's fine. But like I mentioned, we really would like the help. We need people on the ground door knocking to invite people out. We need people who are able to teach classes for the children in order to accomplish what we would like to see happen with people coming and being able to drop their children off in classes. So we would appreciate it if there are people who are able to do those things, any of those things, that they would come and be a part of the work itself. And you can do both. I mean, you don't have to be a full-time teacher just because you volunteered to teach. You can teach as long as you want based on what you want to do. But if anyone wants to come and be a part of the lectures, if that's all you want to do, that's fine too. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
We know quite a bit about Marsh Harbor because of our association, and obviously Freeport and 8 Mile Rock. What about other congregations on the other islands? Do you know how many there are or anything?
Yeah.
We know very little about the rest of the Bahamas.
Yes. There are about...
I'm sure Nassau has several.
Yeah, Nassau has three. There's one in Eleuthera, of course, two in Abaco. Long Island has one. I think that might be it. Eleuthera, yes, Eleuthera has two, right? Or just one? Okay, Eleuthera, yes. And that's probably it. That's probably it. Of course, there are many other islands, and they just don't have... they don't have congregations. And so if you want to go to an island and start a congregation, they're free for the picking, ripe for the picking. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say, because I've been to a bunch of them and everything, especially 8 Mile Rock.
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of places you can go visit the church, and sometimes you go and you feel a little funny about what's going on or something like that.
Yes. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
How many other groups are there trying to do the same thing in a different name?
You mean in the 8 Mile Rock area?
In the general area.
There are about 45,000 churches in 8 Mile Rock. No, I'm kidding. but it seems that way. Denominations are everywhere. They've made their way. In terms of going out and having tent meetings, doing community service, having bingo, if any of them have something like bingo, you're going to have to pay to go. That's how they, in fact, they're charging for VBS now, some of the denominations. It's kind of a childcare thing now, so people are willing to pay for their children to go to VBS. We are unique in that way, in that we will never charge for any of those things. So competition, but not really competition. We kind of stand out like the large church should, out from any other religious organization. Any other questions? Yes. Yes, she was talking about Spark being used to kind of teach the fundamentals. Spark is generally not used for inviting the public. Generally speaking, if the public comes, it's no big deal, but it's normally designed to encourage the church. In this case, there are some things that we realized needed to be taught. Fundamentally, because some of the congregations are struggling with apostasy, in the Bahamas. And so we figured it would be wise to teach some of these fundamental things that may not be taught very often. We did prepare our speakers for that. We told them that there are some things that the congregations are doing that may not be scriptural. And so the speakers, they actually want to come back because they saw some things. They actually experienced some things while they were there. And they want to come back because they feel like they have a kind of a project. And so they are excited about coming back and preaching these things and doing the, we did a men's session where we had Q&A, and that went really well. It was kind of tough considering some of the topics, but everyone was respectful and it went well. And so there are some challenges there, and that is what she's talking about. And so Spark is actually designed for us anyway to help with some of those issues we see trying to creep in. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a Bible class
we have members who need to be taught probably to properly teach a Bible class for children. And we probably have about two maybe who are capable of doing it. And so something that we have to work on to get everyone on par. Teaching adults is not the same as teaching children. And so we gotta make sure they understand that. But we do have material designed for children, so that should help with that. And we plan to do some workshops to deal with that. But right now, so deep in house to house, we're trying to get through that as quickly as possible. So we're actually going quicker than normal. We're doing it a little bit faster than normal to try and get it completed. Yes, ma'am. Our building has an auditorium. We have bathroom facilities, and we have just pretty much rooms that aren't, it's just parted off with sheetrock at this moment. It's a new place, so we don't really have a nursery. We don't really have much of a need for a nursery. We have, I think, two babies, my son, who is three, and another little one who is going to be three. She's already three. She's going to be three. Yeah, so they're the only two. We don't really need a nursery. We get by pretty good with the facilities we have. We're looking forward to completing the building with the help of Palm Beach Lakes. Brother Jeff Leslie is instrumental in that, and we are very thankful to him. As well as our supporting congregation, the Central Church of Christ. And so we're looking forward to working on the building in the future. Does that mean my time is up? Okay, any further questions you may ask me, I'll be glad to answer afterwards.